checking in with Representative Ryan Berman, a Republican representing parts of Oakland County, former reserve deputy with the Oakland County Sheriff's Department, and one of the sponsors of a very important bill. Representative Berman, good morning. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show, and it's always a pleasure having you on, sir. Tell us about what you testified before the House Committee on Military Veterans and Homeland Security, and more about this House Bill 4525.
Yeah, thanks for having me again this morning on your show. And today we're talking about House Bill 4525, testified yesterday, which requires our police officers, our police recruits in Michigan, before they're licensed, to be trained in some form of combat grappling. So they have wrestling, judo, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, some form of combat grappling experience. So, and the intent of the bill is to equip the officers with that knowledge to safely handle and defuse any type of physical situations. And
you know, I got to tell you, at first I thought it sounded a little funny. I mean, just because of, I want all the police officers or potential police officers to learn Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I mean, it struck me as funny, but it also strikes me as unbelievable if police training doesn't include how to grapple with somebody and to subdue them without killing them. I can't believe there isn't there already that kind of training in being a police officer?
Unfortunately, there isn't. And different departments may have different standards, but none are, and there's no statewide standard for actually grappling training. For years and years, they've been doing, and in the academy, you have to have 56 hours of defensive tactics training, and typically that's just strikes, typical boxing, kickboxing types, kicking, punching, other type of maneuvers where you may learn in, it's called PPCT, pressure point control tactics is what the standard is. And that stuff really is just doesn't work on a resisting suspect and in the real world. And when you're talking about Brazilian jiu-jitsu, jiu-jitsu is translated as the gentle art. There's no need to strike and hit somebody 15 times to submit them. You don't have to beat them down. You don't have to overly rely on your, as an officer, your intermediate weapons, a taser, a baton, pepper spray. What we saw when, hey, what martial art is the best out there? That's what the UFC was all about. Back in the early 90s, Horian Gracie came over and brought his brand of Brazilian jiu-jitsu to the United States, really to show you know, that Brazilian jiu-jitsu was a dominant, using grappling submissions was a dominant form of martial arts. And he had his younger, the youngest brother of five, I believe, the weakest one at the time that they believe was Royce Gracie. And he ended up dominating and winning the first four no-holds-barred Ultimate Fighting Championship and really flipped the martial arts world on its head to say, wow, you know, we were relying on maybe karate, kickboxing, thinking that these are the ultimate self-defense tools when it was really wrestlers. And my dad, I have a family of wrestlers. My dad was a state champion wrestler. And he always said, oh, going against a boxer, I'd grab him, throw him on the ground, and tie him into a pretzel.
I didn't know your dad, but I didn't know your dad, but I believe him.
Yeah.
The whole idea here is to, with proper training and techniques, the idea is to reduce injuries to both the officers and the suspects. And you say it would also decrease the need to use a taser during an arrest.
Yeah, so, you know, and just like you said, your initial reaction is like, hey, what is this about? You know, to somebody that knows and has the training in it, where I've been a high school wrestler, trained in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and then as a reserve police officer, use of force instructor, it makes plenty of sense. And actually, there's a department in the United States, the only one in the United States is Marietta, Georgia, that I know about so far, that 2 years ago, they implemented this mandatory training in Brazilian jiu-jitsu for their officers, for their recruits. And we had Major Jake King testify by Zoom yesterday, And he has these statistics that are just incredible. I mean, it just backs up what some of these other people, like myself, have been claiming, trying to get departments to do this. The injuries to suspects, the injuries to officers during arrests, workers' comp claims, use of force complaints, excessive use of force complaints, all down by over half. Their use of tasers down by whatever percent, a significant amount. I think he testified yesterday. I think they saved over $70,000 last year in those cases that they were paying out for workers' comp that they didn't need to use. They had. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, we need to do something, and this might be the answer. And we wish you good luck on House Bill 4525. Glad you're one of the sponsors, and even happier that you've explained it all to us. Anything else we need to know, Representative?
No, just look forward to, you know, it's a great conversation starter, you know, talking about what we really should do to have our officers back and that's what I'm trying to do is provide more money to our law enforcement, give them the tools they need, the confidence they need to handle their jobs properly, especially today in our litigious society.
Yep. I'm glad we could give you, Representative Ryan Berman, Republican representing parts of Oakland County, and this bill, House Bill 4525, a little attention this morning so that people could know more about it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks again.